נמצא שעיקר הועליה מנה סבניש מזה לנה סבניש מגבויה ממנו הוא על ידי התשובה הנקנה. So we just showed how when is a Jew moving? When he's in tshuva. And this is why it's interesting. This is a perfect introduction. Next week, Monday, is going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're about to enter into Elul. And there's a chapter in Likutei Moran, a very famous chapter, chapter 6, in the first half of Likutei Moran, that's called Elul. That's the Torah for Elul. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tshuva, and he speaks about climbing the ladder. And there Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that every good, decent Jew is Baal Tshuva, including the Tzadik Emes. Because the Tzadik Emes is always on the move. He's always trying to go up. And going up means Tshuva. So Rabbeinu says, but 1 second. He didn't do no sins. How does he do Tshuva? Tshuva what? So Rabbeinu says, I'll tell you what. Very simple. The Tzadik every day goes up higher. The minute he's up on the 39th floor, he looks down at 38 and he says, ay, 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 ay. When I was down there, my perception of Hashem was X. Now that I'm up here, my perception of Hashem is Y. It's something much, much bigger. I recognize that Hashem is much greater than what I thought he was when I was downstairs yesterday. And he feels embarrassed and ashamed of where he was at yesterday. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there that even the greatest tzaddikim are balei tshuva. They're constantly in tshuva. They're constantly feeling ashamed and embarrassed of before. And that's the liquid fuel. That's that nitrogen, you know, that nuclear fuel that keeps bumping them higher and higher. Anytime a person feels that yira and busha, that takes him to that new nishma. That takes him up higher. This is the whole concept of the 10 days of tshuva, starting from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah hu ha-haschala, uv'Yom Kippurim hu ha-gmar. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, Yom Kippur is the completion. Ki kol avoydaseinu b'elo ha-yomim hu... Now we're going back to something we've mentioned already several times in our travels through Likutei Halachos. What the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal, how they describe what takes place on Rosh Hashanah regarding Hashem. Ki kol avoydaseinu be'elu hayomim hu lenaser es hamalchus. Our main avoida in these Aseres Yimei Tshuva is to slice the Malchus. The Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh explain that just like when Hashem first created Odom Arishayim, Odom and Chava were Siamese twins, back to back. They were connected back to back. They were inseparable. And even though they were one and they were united and attached, but it wasn't a real healthy unity and attachment, because back to back like that attachment can't really do anything, can't produce children, can't do anything. So therefore, Hashem put them asleep. He imposed a tardem on them, a deep sleep. During that sleep, Hashem sliced them apart. He severed the connection between them over there, and that enabled them to be able to turn around. Instead of being ocher ba'ocher, like they were before, back to back, now they were able to be ponim b'ponim, where there could be a true yichud, a true prosperous and productive yichud. Kaviyochel, by Hashem, there is nothing physical. There's no physical shape and form. We're only using terms because these are the only ways we can relate to it. We're told that kaviyochel by Hashem also, there was a similar concept. The malchus is the term used to represent the female, chava. The other nine spheroids, keser through yisoid, are referred to kaviyochel as the zohar, the male. And we're told that each time when we go into the new year, each time they clear the registers, it starts off again, back to back. That the Malchus and Zeranpin are back to back. And Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah, the word Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar Kodesh says, is Miloshen Shena. Hashem imposes a sleep, kaviyochel, upon them, upon Zeranpin and Malchus. And it's during that sleep that he severs, he slices them apart where they're attached back to back, enabling them to turn around kaviyochel and become face to face, so that the Malchus, or the Shekhin as it's called, can become face to face with Hashem, with Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the terminology that's used, as if it were a male and female. Again, the term that's being used for the female is the Malchus, or the Shechina. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, our whole avodah during these Aseres Yemei Teshuva is to sever the to slice apart the Malchus from Zeranpin. U Malchus hi Emuna. And we know throughout all of our Sforim that another word for Malchus is Emuna. Just like Malchus has no light of its own, right? Except what it receives from the other Midos. So to Emuna, faith is blind. Blind faith. It has no light of its own. Ki ikar hi hu Emuna. Because the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is Emuna. Ki anu, like the Gemara says, one rabbi came along and he summarized the whole Yiddishkeit in one word, Emuna. V'tzadik be'emunasa yichya. He quoted that pasuk. Tzadik lives with Emuna. Ki onu tzrichin legaloises hu emuna boilam. Because now that we're starting a new year, what is our mission? What is the mission of the Jewish people in this world? To broadcast emuna. To broadcast emuna to all of Klal Yisrael. And then if we're lucky, if we're zeichet, to even broadcast it to the rest of the world. Shehi bechinas hisgalus malchusoi. Another word for broadcasting emuna is revealing the malchus. Revealing the Malchus of Hashem, because Malchus is synonymous with Emuna. Ki al yidei hu Emuna yoidin shehu yisborach melech al kol ha'aretz. Because through Emuna, people come to realize that Hashem is king over the entire world. Shekol zehu ikar bakoshaseinu b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And that's the main focus of all of our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. K'mo shanamar, as we say, uvechein tein pachtecho al kol ma'asecha. Hashem, make the whole world afraid of you. V'yerucha kol ma'asne, she'll be afraid of you. V'sim lo'echat Hashem lo'decha. And Hashem, you should rule alone over the whole world. Everybody should know that there's no bosses. You're the boss. There's only one boss in this world. Hashem, there's only one person to when you want to raise, you don't go to your boss. You go to the boss of bosses. You go to Hashem and you say, Hashem, I need parnasa. As we say, Hashem, please rule over the entire world with your glory. Let everything you made realize that you're the one who made it. That's what the whole focus on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and Yom Kippur is all about. And we find many, many sentences like this throughout those prayers. Shekol kavonaseinu utshukaseinu tfiloseinu shetizgale emunosei malchusei b'chol oilam. Our whole focus and our whole yearning and our goal and our prayers are that the emuna and malchus should be revealed in the world. Faith in Hashem and the kingdom of Hashem should become revealed to the entire world. Shezeu b'chinas nesiras hamalchus. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh means. This is what the Arizal means when they talk about slicing apart the Malchus, severing it from where it was attached. Because when the Malchus is attached to Yesoid and the other Midos, it's hidden. It gets lost in there. It's like covered up by all the other light there. It's not an independent entity whatsoever. You don't see its glory and its power. She'oz ein yoidim emeni yisbor klal. During that time, nobody knows of Hashem. Until the Malchus of Hashem is displayed, and this is a definition that's given in Breslov's from other places, that one of the definitions of Malchus is the revelation of Hashem, meaning when we talk about chesed, gvura, all of those things, you do not see them. Human beings do not come into contact with them in any way and are not aware of them other than via the Malchus. The only, our kesher to Hashem is via the Malchus. Lahavdil, it's like you want to get into a car. You can't get into the car through the roof. We're talking about normal cars, not the convertibles, not the gas, the regular car. There's only one way to get into the car. You got to hold on to the door handle. You got to put the key in the lock, pull the door handle. That's how you get into a car. What do you mean? The door handle is nothing. The door handle costs 50 cents or 50 bucks. The engine costs 30,000 bucks. And the special double glazed window. No, you're right. All of it is important, but you don't have access to any of it at all other than the door handle. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us our relationship with Hashem. We have no access to any one of the midos of Hashem other than through the Malchus. So now, when the Malchus is together with all of those other midos, and it's totally together with them, we can't connect with it in any way, because we can't even find it. It's totally batel to those other spheres. It's only when the Malchus is pulled apart to a degree from them, then it becomes possible for us to have a kesher with that, to connect to that Malchus, and through that Malchus to be able to connect with all the other stuff. That's this slicing of the Malchus, that the Malchus and Moshe shouldn't be hidden. Then we don't know about Hashem at all. Kileis machshava tfisa beklal. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us that no mind can perceive Hashem at all. We have no perception of Hashem whatsoever. So how in the world do we have any kesher to Hashem? How do we make a connection to Hashem? Ve'yefsher lodas mimenu yisborach. The only way to know about Hashem, to have any degree of understanding and perception of Hashem, is by believing in Hashem, through emunah, malchus, through the door handle. There's no other way. That by grabbing onto the door handle, you can get onto the plush leather seats, you can put it in reverse, you can do everything you want. V'chol ma shehu emunah kshura bo yisborach, v'ne'elemes batzmusa yisborach. Whereas, so long as the emunah, the malchus, is mixed up with all the other midos, and it's hidden in there, the emunah is hidden. We haven't been able to bring the emunah into the open. We haven't been able to show the emunah, to display the emunah. We haven't been able to display the malchus. Ein yoidin mimenu yisbor haklal. We have no perception of Hashem. We have no kesher to Hashem. Therefore, there is this avoida that takes place every single year anew of slicing apart the malchus, the emuna, the livnois koimas ho emuna, and to build up that emuna, to develop the emuna, and to build up the emuna, to build up the malchus, ba'ofen shetizgale emuna al kol boi olam. So that emuna will be built up, will be revealed to the entire world. Lahavdil, lahavdil. Like a baby. When a baby is first born, it's attached to the mother by the umbilical cord. And we know one of the first things they do is they cut it. What are you, nuts? Why are you cutting it? That umbilical cord is the baby's attachment to the mother. Why would you do such a thing? The answer is because in order for this child to develop and to be able to stand on its own 2 feet and do everything that he has to do, it can only do it by being separated, severing that kesher to the mother. You know, I'm giving some kind of a dogma. It's not identical to know this. But if so, the emunah will be revealed at sheyeda kol pol, until every creation will know and recognize the yevsher liskois lemunah kimayde nasav nishma. And we learned earlier that the only way to get to real emunah is through nasav nishma. This is why our main avoda during these days, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, is tshuva. Kihem aseres yemei tshuva, because there are these 10 days of tshuva. Vayidei kol tshuva, tshuva shoysim b'chol yom v'yom aseres yemei tshuva. Aydei zeh zoichen lalois midarga ledarga. Through each tshuva that the person does during those 10 days, he's going up another level. V'zoichin l'nishma gavoya yoyser. He's reaching a new nishma. B'chinas yerida tachles hu'aliyah. Ki nishapchin hu'avoynois l'schuyis. Each set of aveirois that he's cleansing is bumping him up the ladder. He's going up higher. It's becoming mitzvahs. Ayidei atshuva. Ulefi b'chinas hanas v'nishma shezoichin b'chol yom eser esmei tshuva. And based on the nasa v'nishma that you're achieving on each one of those days, kein zoichin la'azis tigdusha. You're achieving a corresponding level of azis tigdusha. B'chinas koilois, those sounds. And to that degree, you're also introducing emuna into the world. As you're climbing your ladder, as you're doing your nasev and ishma, you're generating emuna. Because we said before, you're getting closer to the seven tzaddikim, and there, what they do is they broadcast emuna, ura'e emuna. Kimavur umuvan heitev kol ze b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very well over there in Torah Chof Beis, ayin shom heitev, look it over well. Veze b'chinas ma shebechol yoim ninsar chelek me'amalchus. And this is why the Arizal says that throughout each one of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, a part of the Malchus is cut off, is cut apart, is separated. It's a slicing that takes place over 10 days. Slowly, gradually, we're slicing a little bit apart, a little bit apart, a little more apart. Kikefi hatshuva shezeichen b'chol yom aseres mei tshuva, because to the degree that a person is doing tshuva on each one of those 10 days, kein zeichen leslichas v'avoinos, he's being zeichet to be forgiven for his sins. Meaning, dahainu lafoich v'avoinos lezechuyos. The Gemara says when a person does tshuva me'ava, not only is he forgiven, but the sins become merits. Va'oz nishape chayirida l'aliyah. The yirida becomes an aliyah. Va'oyle midarga l'darga, up from level to level. V'zeichel nasa v'nishma gvoi yoser, yizeichel to a higher nasa v'nishma. V'aydei zeh zoichel l'simcha. V'aydei zoichel l'azis tigdusha, dainu koilis tigdusha. V'aydei zeh zoichel l'kabel u'lahamshich u'emun ha'gdusha, hanimshech eslaydei shivaroyim. And through the azis tigdusha, you're zoicha to get to those shivaroyim and to receive what they're giving out. What are they giving out? They're pumping out emuna. That's their main job. They're pumping out emuna.